Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual Holiday Film Classics through the Christmas season. Enjoy your perennial Christmas favorites on the big screen every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. And John, as usual, we're here at the Gateway Film Center. We have a very special guest, Chris Hamill, president and programmer of the Gateway Film Center.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
It's here at the Gateway Film Center, we've had Christmas, and we're still having Christmas shows.
Yep.
But aren't there films that people that you've seen or we've seen or heard about that are alternatives to
these? Yeah. Every year, John, everybody watches It's a Wonderful Life. Everybody sees A Christmas Story. Yeah. Now families watch Elf religiously. So, Chris, we want to pick your brain because you are a font of knowledge when it comes to alternative Christmas titles.
Well, I have a bit of an advantage, Johnny, since I program Christmas movies every single year. I think there's a lot of lesser-known holiday films that people really should check out.
All right, Chris, I got one in honor of my co-host here. It came out in 1948, Three Godfathers.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. John Wayne.
Yes, it is. All right.
John Ford Western, one of the lesser-known John Ford movies.
But what a cool movie. John Wayne, Christmas Time.
Now, one that I know is one of your favorites, Chris, is Christmas in Connecticut.
Yes, I love this film, and I'm really pleased we actually were able to present it this year as part of Holiday Classics. And, you know, it's a screwball comedy, and Barbara Stanwyck's amazing in the lead role. Sort of reminds me of like an early Coen brother film.
Well, one that you two introduced me to came out in 1947, was it? The Bishop's Wife. What do you think about that?
It's a great film, and it was unfortunately remade in the 90s with Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, what'd you think of it, John? You finally seen it.
I think there are moments in that are better than It's a Wonderful Life.
And that's stupid.
I knew the minute I said that, I pushed that button.
That's a bold statement.
It is.
But I think you're hitting at the core, which is that film is great and has so many amazing moments in it that if people haven't seen it, they absolutely have to check it out.
It comes out a year after It's a Wonderful Life. What I really like about it is less sentimental than Wonderful Life.
For sure. Yeah. Without question.
Yeah. So, and
well, okay. Let's not have that argument.
All right.
I don't see It's a Wonderful Life as being sentimental. But another movie that Chris turned people onto last year, which is another one of my holiday favorites and stars Jimmy Stewart, is The Shop Around the Corner with Margaret Sullivan, which was also unfortunately remade as...
It was called You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, this is a 1940 film that these two people, they hate each other, they work together.
Ernst Lubitsch directed it.
Oh,
you know, the Lubitsch touch.
Oh.
And Jimmy Stewart and Margaret Sullivan work in this retail shop, and they are unwittingly each other's romantic pen pal.
Right, okay. Great.
Correct. Wonderful film. Wonderful film.
Well, I'm weighing in with my last one that came out in 1970 that I think sounds like a hoot. The Scrooge musical starring Albert Finney. You guys ever...
I've seen about 10 minutes of the film.
And then you bailed out.
I gave up after about 10 minutes. Not that I don't love Albert Finney. Have you seen The Lemon Drop Kid with Bob Hope?
I know of it.
It's a little bit corny. You may know the song Silver Bells was written for The Lemon Drop Kid.
Okay.
And really fun 1950s Bob Hope film. And again, if people are looking for just like a little gem out there, that's another one they can check out. And then the other one that I love from the mid-90s is the Dennis Leary, Kevin Spacey, Judy Davis comedy, The Ref. And it's really a great companion film to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, but done in a much more slick black comedy type way. So another great film when people are looking for something unusual.
I saw years ago this movie with Robert Mitchum called A Holiday Affair, which is it's a very nice Christmas movie. You don't expect Mitchum to turn up in a...
Don't.
But if you find that on Turner Classics, by all means, check that one out. And in the rush of the holiday season where you're getting really frustrated, you might want to look at Silent Night, Deadly Night, in which Santa Claus mass murders people.
Under no circumstance should anyone watch Silent Night, Deadly Night. But
now here's so
that's
one.
Good to hear.
Here's one that sounds like a real oddball to me. I'll Be Seeing You, 1945. Joseph Cotten and Ginger Rogers. He's coming back from the war with the syndrome, of course not called that anymore.
Sure.
And she's on furlough from prison and very psychological.
Shell shock, that's what they used to call PTSD back then. Shell shock.
Yeah, I'll Be Seeing You. So, and Ginger Rogers.
Fortunately, Joseph Cotten's hair protected him from any shrapnel.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.